the Midnight Radio Network. I'm Eric Harley, and this is a special edition of Ask the Law, a service of Old Blue USA. I want to let you know that this is Ask the Law for December 23rd. All the information and answers to questions are up to date. Can change without notice. Comments by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. AskTheLaw.org is the website to submit your CMB questions anytime. And retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol is here. And Trooper Dial, we have a new hours of service rule. Ta-da!
Yes, we do.
Here we are. It was announced today that the hours of service rule... All right. Did I read right? Some of this is going to go into effect here in a couple of months, and then the rest of it in the summer?
No.
All right.
No.
All right. So that part I'm going to scratch out. All right. Because I thought, how are they going to know?
There is a part that goes into effect within 60 days.
Right.
But that has to do with the penalty phase for drivers and motor carriers that exceed the driving hours violation by 3 hours or more. FMCSA said that if you exceed the driving time by 3 hours, that's egregious, and therefore we're going to step in, and drivers and or motor carriers can have civil penalties enforced up to $11,000.
All right, but... extend their driving hours according to which rule? The current rule or the new one?
The current rule.
The current rule.
Right. So if a driver drives more than 3 hours in violation, he's supposed to, under the current rules, he's supposed to shut down after 11 hours driving.
Right.
If he drives 3 hours more, so in other words, if that driver gets stopped and they check him, or FMCSA or one of their state partners come in and do a compliance review and they find a driver's logbook that has 14 hours of driving time logged, then that motor carrier and or that driver can have a civil penalty enforced up to $11,000.
Okay. Is this civil penalty new? Is that part of this new ruling? Because I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. Aren't they already doing that now? Why wouldn't they go after the... Why wouldn't there be enforcement on the hours of service rule now?
There is, but what they did is they wanted to step in and say, okay, 15 minutes beyond the 11 hours, you're in violation.
Mm-hmm.
But what they FMCSA wanted to do is step in and say, okay, we're going to go after these drivers or these motor carriers that are going way beyond that.
Right.
And so what they said is that, okay, we're going to establish the bar at 3 hours. Anything 3 hours or more, we're going to call that an egregious violation. And we're going to come after you hard.
Okay, so this new egregious violation part, is that written in the new rule? Was this announced with the new rule?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's in there.
Okay. All right. So, but it's not part of the new regulation.
No.
This is just part of the new enforcement.
Correct.
In other words, they're saying, okay, look, we're not going to wait to go after the bad guys here.
Right.
We're not going to go after the bad actors.
Right.
And so we'll, as a part of this, or I guess, parallel to this, we will now step up enforcement here in February to make sure that those bad actors, we're taking them off the road, or at least applying these civil penalties.
Correct.
And then the new rule with the new regulations will go into effect by July 1st, 2013.
July 1st, 2013.
Okay.
It's mandatory by that date.
Yeah.
Voluntary any time after the 60-day publication notice that goes out in the Federal Register.
Okay. Voluntary meaning what?
If a motor carrier wants to step up and adopt the final rule that will be published,
right,
they can, or they can wait and make it mandatory July the 1st of 2013.
Okay. So any carrier can basically decide we are operating under that rule.
Correct.
up until July 2013. Well, is there anything that goes, any part of this rule that if they adopt the new rule would put them in violation of the current rule, the 2008 rule? Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
All right. Okay. So they're well within, certainly if they adopt the new rule, they're well, still well within the regulation of the current rule as well.
Yes.
All right. So they can, is there an incentive there? By the way, want to let drivers know, I mean, we're kind of moving fast and furious here. We're going to back up and we're going to give you all the details here in just a moment, but is there an incentive? Would there be a reason that these companies want to do this, or could, is it just a matter of practice wanting to make sure they get in the groove by July 1st, 2013?
I would think that it would be a deal where they're going to try it to see if they, you know, bring their drivers in,
yeah,
train all the drivers. These are what the new rules are.
Right.
And we're going to go out and we're going to practice them.
Right.
And we're going to practice them until we get them right.
Right.
That, but at the same time, if a driver does make a mistake,
mm-hmm.
if that mistake doesn't go beyond the current rules, they're safe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, let's look at the basics here.
Okay.
A real Christmas present was 11 hours of drive time remains.
Yes.
We will not be going to, under the new rule, will not be going to 10 hours of drive time.
Correct.
I think that's, we had said, you and I had both said in kind of reading, and watching, assessing what FMCSA Administrator Ann Farrow was doing and how she did things. You, I, Lyndon Finney at the Trucker, by the way, we want to thank the Trucker and Lyndon Finney for a lot of his hard work. He gave us information that said this was going to happen on this Thursday.
Yes.
We knew it was going to happen over a week ago, and we want, and all credit goes to a staff over there that has been working behind the scenes almost around the clock. But in watching her, I have said that she seems fair, even though the proposal, the NPRM version of this, to me didn't seem, and I still have concerns with the final rule, but it seemed at least she was willing to listen.
Yes.
And as a bureaucrat, it just was refreshing. And by the way, it shouldn't be refreshing. They right. should all listen, in my opinion. But when it comes to this rule, they clearly did listen to the industry and the concerns of Governor Bill Graves, the ATA CEO, and I guess OIDA, and many of them, all of them except the Teamsters, that the 11 hours of drive time was important. It was crucial.
What, and what had happened was so many of the motor carriers, whether it be the LTL, the regional drivers, whatever, so many of them had set up their runs to encompass the 11 hours of driving.
Right.
Had they dropped back to the 10-hour rule, it would have severely crippled them to the point that a single driver would not be able to make that run.
Right, right.
So that was one of the things that a lot of the industry folks stepped up and explained to Ms. Fierro, hey, look, we've already got these runs established.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hurt us. And reading, and by the way, I did take a chance and did read all 212 pages today.
212 pages, wow.
And one of the things that reading in there was the economic impact.
Right.
And there was a huge impact cost that was going to affect the trucking industry mm-hmm. had they dropped it back to the 10-hour rule.
Yeah.
And I think Congress had basically sent a letter over to the president and said, look, we want to know about anything that's going to have a certain amount of money that's
right.
going to affect.
Right. Well, the president actually asked them to do that, and Chairman Micah sent one letter.
Right.
He, along with three other congressmen, all four were Republicans. And then later, Speaker Boehner teamed up with another Republican and sent a second letter to the
right.
White House saying, you need to consider this. You asked us to look at things that would have an impact negatively on the economy, and this is one.
Right, and this is one of them. By just this 1 hour was going to have a catastrophic effect.
Yeah.
So I think FMCSA, Ms. Farrell, listened to the industry and decided to keep it at the 11 hours.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to break this down. We know that we're keeping the 11 hours. What happens with a 34-hour restart? Okay. This is going to get tricky. What happens with your on-duty time each day? Are you going to have to take a break during the day, drivers? And your questions at 800-288-9227. Please be patient and persistent this morning as Trooper Dial and I are just going to... What we want to do is kind of lay this all out there for you. The story, by the way, is at thetrucker.com. Later today at our website, midnighttrucking.com. And if you want to read all 212 pages, you can go to the FMCSA's website, fmcsa.dot.gov. Good luck with that. You'll have to digest that during your Christmas break while you're digesting everything else. And we will get back to you in just a moment with the 34-hour restart. Where does that go? What happens with, my gosh, what's going to happen with these organizations that represent the carriers like ATA and the drivers like OOIDA? Are they going to court on this? We'll talk about that. And by the way, that's, you know, I have some predictions myself, and we'll throw those in. And more coming up on a special edition of Ask the Law as we talk about the brand new final hours of service rule that goes into effect July 1st, 2013. Stand by for that and more right here on the Midnight Radio Network.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's the Midnight Radio Network. Eric Harley here. Gary McNamara is off. He is back next Wednesday. The show will have a some encore programming on Monday and Tuesday for you. And want you to have a great Christmas weekend. One of my favorite memories of all time of being in these studios here at WVAP is hearing Bill Mack sing that song in the hallways, just like Dean Martin did. And It was greatness. It was true greatness, ladies and gentlemen. He's a legend, and I love him to death. And Bill, if you're listening, God bless you and Cindy and the family, and merry Christmas. I've had this front seat to a great radio show everywhere I look, being in these WBAP studios. Hal J. Bill Mack over the years, you know, and at times, you know, Gary McNamara. Sometimes I sit back across from Gary McNamara, and he's going off on something, you know, he's a history buff, so he's got all this stuff, and he just starts flowing on something. And it's like, yeah, that's why I kind of, you know, sit back and I'm like, man, this is a pretty good radio program. I think I'll turn it up. Here we are for Ask the Law, and Merry Christmas to you. Trooper Dial, retired senior trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol is here, courtesy of Old Blue USA. We want to remind you, it's Ask the Law for December 23rd. All the information is up to date, can change without notice. Comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. And every once in a while, I will speculate and, you know, make a few predictions about what's going to go on, you know, from here. And one of those speculations is that you'll probably have some groups sue. Some of the safety advocacy groups are not happy. They're still going to sue because of the 11 hours of drive time. It remains. And your ATA, Governor Graves, the CEO over there, who we spoke to not too long ago on this, he back then had threatened to sue if the final rule comes out and mimicked the NPRM, and he had said earlier during the day on Thursday that's still a possibility, and I expect that OOIDA may be a part of that as well, as OOIDA says the final hours of service regulations won't improve highway safety. So I think we're going to see some lawsuits. That's just the way it's going to happen, and I think everybody knows that. That's not any great prediction on my part. All right, so the 11 hours remains. The 34-hour restart. We've got about 2 minutes, a minute and a half here, Trooper Dial. The 34-hour restart remains, except it differs from the NPRM. The NPRM required two periods of midnight to 6 a.m.
Yes.
Within any 34-hour restart.
Yes.
And that you could not start a 34-hour restart before 168 hours out of your last 34-hour restart. So you had to go, you had to end your last 34-hour restart, and you couldn't start another one, according to the NPRM, for 168 hours.
Yes.
So that part remains on the 168 hours.
Yes.
However, what they have changed here is instead of two periods of midnight to 6, it's two periods of 1 to 5 a.m.
Correct.
Okay, so we're getting into this circadian rhythm thing.
Yes.
They want that period to be restful. They want two overnight periods essentially off.
Yes.
And coming up here in just a few minutes, I'll let you expand on that and what that means. And you made some really good points about some of the feedback from these companies about how often they were taking these 34-hour restarts anyway, how we've been using them up till now anyway. And I think you made some really great points. I want you to make those for the audience coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay.
So stand by. We'll grab some more eggnog or whatever it is. I think it's water, actually. And more. And your calls are welcome, by the way, drivers. Toll-free nationwide, 800-288-9227. It's the Midnight Radio Network.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children's ear all is merry and bright.
It's the Midnight Radio Network. I'm Eric Harley. Gary McNamara is off this week. He's back with you on Wednesday, and then we're back together on January 3rd for the launch of our program under a new name called Red Eye Radio, January 3rd, heard on all of these great stations and many more. And it's going to be terrific. We've been working behind the scenes during the day trying to get everything prepared for that, and I'll be working through my vacation next week gladly in order to make sure that that when we relaunch our program January 3rd, there is going to be, again, just a lot of things going on. In fact, that's the Iowa caucuses right then. Boom, we hit the ground running January 3rd. And we're going to bring everything we can to you with all kinds of compelling guests and reporters from around the country covering all of this top to bottom. This morning we are covering Ask the Law. It is Ask the Law Special Edition for December 23rd. All the information is up to date and can change without notice. And any comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. It's a service of Old Blue USA. 800-288-9227. If you want to get on board, 800-288-9227. In fact, let's go to a call right now. We'll get back to the 34-hour restart here in just a moment as we talk with Steve on 495 in Massachusetts. Hi, Steve. How are you?
All right. Yourself?
Good. Welcome.
Glad to finally speak with you and listen to you guys quite a bit.
Well, thank you, sir.
I just wanted to weigh in quickly. Been out here, truck driver, 22 years.
Yeah.
Doing 450-some-odd miles every night and so forth. But I'm just absolutely disappointed and disgusted that what we originally heard for reducing the 10 hours and everything that was originally stated did not happen.
So you wanted the 10 hours of drive time instead of 11?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
You talk to any health professional, they tell you just exactly you should be getting 7 to 9 hours worth of sleep. And, you know, with only having 10 hours off, you can't hardly do that. Maybe for the guys that are over the road, I'm not.
Right.
When they park their truck, they can stand up, turn around, walk 3 feet, and they can sit and relax. But for those of us who are out here working those 11 hours and being on duty for 12, 13, or 14 hours and then have to commute home,
yeah,
you can't get a proper night's rest and do all your chores and family responsibilities in 10 hours off.
Let me ask you, Steve, are you a Teamster?
No.
Because I asked that because the Teamsters were also opposed to keeping the 11 hours of drive time. Let me ask you, too, because it can also be a matter of policy. Some companies, a lot of companies don't allow their drivers to, I shouldn't say a lot, some companies don't allow their drivers to drive past 10 hours. They don't want them on the road that long. They They've worked it, you know, that way. But I also understand from the other side where a company says, you've got 11 hours of drive time. We want you to maximize that potential to make as many miles. Now, you know, here is the difference is, you know, it's tougher in a down economy to pick and choose where you're going to work or who you're going to work for. Is your company driving that 11 hours right now? Or are they pushing you guys to the limit?
I'm getting very close to that every night, providing I have good weather and good traffic conditions.
Are you making a turnaround in that 11 hours and getting home?
What are you asking me?
I mean that 450 some odd miles that you make, are you going to one point and then returning to the same place every night? Are you going home every night, or do you sleep out on the road?
Yeah, I start and finish at the same place every day.
Okay, all right, yeah. And a lot of people do that. They make that turnaround. They go out, and within that 11 hours, they complete their entire route, and they're home every night.
Right.
You know, in this situation, I would think that... are you getting paid by the mile?
No, paid by the hour.
Interesting. Now, and is that paid by the hour... based on a 14-hour work day? Is it based on an 11-hour drive time? Are you ever working 14 hours a day of on-duty time?
I am paid from the time I start to the time I get back.
Yeah. And what is that average a day, about 11 or 12 hours, I guess?
Usually it's a 12-hour night.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And how many days a week?
That's 5 days a week.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I'll say this. Look, nobody wants to have to work that hard for their money. And thank you for your input. We do appreciate it. Nobody wants to have to work that hard for their money. The problem is, when you restrict this and you cut this back to 10 hours, there's a lot of operations that simply can't make that turnaround. And so I dare say that your operation may be one of those. It may not be maybe not you on your route. But I think it's very possible that some drivers in your operation may not be able to complete that route and get home every night if you reduce that to 10. Just a thought. But we appreciate your thoughts. 800-288-9227. All right. Jason has a question. Let's go to him real quick. Jason is in Rumor, Texas. Is that right?
Wilmer.
Oh, Wilmer. Wilmer. Well, that kind of sounds like Rumor, says Rumor on the screen. Wilmer, Texas. Welcome, Jason. I know where Wilmer is. I didn't know where Rumor was. Well, Jason, you have a question for Trooper Dial.
It's Jacob. And, my dad and I, we haul intrastate, and he has been wondering what kind of effect this is going to have on him. If it's going to change intrastate rules, or if it's just interstate.
No, the rules that we're discussing tonight are the interstate rules.
These are the federal rules.
Federal rules.
Okay.
Texas has not made any changes since they implemented the 2003 rules. So,
all right.
What we'll have to do is wait and see what the Texas legislatures do, and they will not meet again until January of 2013.
Yeah. Yes, wow. Sir. Wow. So they could at that point. Thank you so much. We do appreciate that. Jacob in Wilmer.
Yes.
They could adopt the new rule. They could do it then and then.
Correct.
Okay. Typically in the past, you have to fill me in here on the Texas legislature, when they adopt a federal, when's the last time they adopted a federal rule?
Well, what they do is Texas has written into their laws that any time a federal rule changes, whether it be hours of service, equipment, anything in the federal register or the Code of Federal Regulations,
right,
dealing with DOT regulations. Anytime the federal government steps in and makes a change there, just like in the hazardous materials, anytime they make a change, Texas has it written that they will automatically adopt that,
right,
without having to go to the Texas legislators.
Okay.
Now, on the intrastate side, they have to wait for the Texas legislators to meet, and they will introduce a bill, And once that bill gets introduced, if it gets passed, then it becomes Texas law.
Right. Is there a comment period if they for intrastate drivers?
Yes.
If they change that, there is a Texas comment
period
for
it? Right. They go through what's called the Texas Register.
Okay.
Just like the Federal Register.
Yeah.
Except they have one for the Texas, and they'll publish it.
Yeah.
And people can submit comments.
And typically it is like this. There would be maybe a soft enforcement period, but eventually there would be a period of time.
Yes.
Between announcing that final
yes
situation or rule.
Yes.
And then the implementation of enforcement.
Yes.
All right. Stand by. Trooper Dial is here. It is Ask the Law. If you want to get on board, 800-288-9227. We're going to get to that 34-hour restart here in just a few minutes. I want to make sure that we can bring in as many drivers that have questions as possible and get all this taken care of. We have a limited time here, but certainly we want to remind you, you can go to askthelaw.org anytime. Submit your CMV questions, and wow, is that going to be busy. So if you don't have time and we can't get to you this morning here on the program, always go to the website. Click on that big red button that says email Ask the Law, and that will get you there, and they'll get back to you with an answer as soon as possible. Back in a moment on the Midnight Radio Network.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright.
It's the Midnight Radio Network. Eric Harley here. Gary McNamara is off Ask the Law for December 23rd. At 2011, all the information up to date and can change without notice. Comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial considered to be opinions only. Let's talk about this restart. 34-hour restart must contain two periods of 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yes.
Okay. And it also must, you can't start one before 168 hours after the end of your last.
Correct.
34-hour restart.
Correct.
And while 168 hours is seven 24-hour periods,
well,
it has to
get down to
the hour.
Wait a minute. What they're going to do is they're going to go back 168 hours. If let's say that at midnight
mm-hmm.
tonight,
right.
you start a 34-hour reset.
Right.
What they'll do is they'll go back 168 hours. And if you have not had a 34-hour reset in there, then you can start one. It's not from the last time you did a 34-hour reset.
Mm-hmm.
It's 168 hours from your last off-duty period.
Okay. Last off-duty period.
Correct.
Okay.
So you could have a 10-hour break, mm-hmm. a 10 hours off-duty.
Right.
Sleeper berth, off-duty, whatever.
Right.
Then you go... Then from that point, then they're going to count 168 hours, and you can take a 34-hour reset within that 168 hours in there.
Hmm. All right. We'll have to talk about this during the top of the hour because I'm obviously confused. But the point, well, then what does the last 34-hour restart have to do with it then?
Well, what they're doing is before... You could take a 34-hour reset anytime you wanted to.
Right.
As long as when law enforcement looks at your logbook, if they see 34 hours of off-duty, sleeper berth combination that totaled 34 hours,
mm-hmm.
that re-zeroed your clock.
Right.
Under this proposal, what they're going to do now then is they're going to go back from the point that you do a 34-hour reset,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go back and count 168 hours back, and at that point, they're going to determine, are you in violation of the 70-hour rule?
Okay. So it really doesn't have anything to do with the restart,
no.
the last restart.
No.
It only has to do with that off-duty period that keeps you under that 70?
Yes.
All right. All right, and speaking of which, the number of hours that you can be on duty in a 7-day period right now is 82 hours.
Correct.
Technically, you could have 82 hours within any given 7-day period.
Yes.
Under this new rule, you can't
70.
Do that. It's 70.
Yep.
So coming up here after the news, we will talk about what that means. And you've kind of worked some logs here, basically, you know, in lining all this out. And the question from drivers over the last few weeks, as we've been talking about this, waiting for this announcement, has been, all right, can't I just stay under my 70? And we will talk about how you can or won't be able to do that. So stand by for that. If you want to get on board, drivers, ask the law at 800-288-9227. So get on board now. We're going to go to top of the hour news, and we're back with more answers and all of the information on the new final hours of service rule that goes into effect July 1st, 2013 on the Midnight Radio Network.